23 hours.
Residents have bemoaned a lack of a mortuary facility in Mukushi's Nkulumashiba ward. In Africa news, Ugandan opposition politician Besigye denied bail for fourth time. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Kulumashiba ward in Mukushi district have raised concern over the lack of a mortuary facility in the area, describing the situation as a major challenge for local residents. Speaking on behalf of the residents, our area councillor Gaspar Kunda explained that families in Kulumashiba ward are forced to travel long distances to Mansansa whenever they lose a loved one, a situation he said adds emotional and financial strain to bereaved families. He has since called on the government to consider constructing a mortuary in the area, stating that such a facility would help ease the suffering of residents and bring dignity to the handling of the deceased.
Mochari abantu nili akubati abantu pakuti batwala omubiri pa Mansansa kireshupa so tuero mbako buteko kutira at least nga papa mochari pala bakobwino ubuya ntanishinshi wachitika munandi akubati kwali babanga kwanisha ukutwala omubiri ku Mansansa ne ma transport yabo lero bamo techi bakwanishe so balechula abantu pamonga ili akansela na chimuloke bati nga kwali kwe bati batubikira ku mochari techi kuchiwira mission nati patama right abapo bwino batupera ku mochari ama wajibara cha benefit ya alafuna Kalwa, Kabengeshi, even part of Matoko baracha benefit from Kalwa, Mulungwe to Mansansa it is almost about 27 kilometers.
Some street children in Dola have expressed concern over the dangers found in living in the streets. Speaking to Common Ready News in Dola, a 16-year-old Helen Tembo, not her real name, explained that she witnessed her fellows engage in criminal activities such as pickpocketing and stealing items from unsuspecting members of the public, which are sold for survival. Another street kid, 17-year-old Judy Mwaba, also not her real name, said after the demise of her mother last year, she resorted to living in the streets. she further explained that she found it difficult to live with her relatives, further stating that she is ready to reform, refraining from abusing harmful substances and getting back to school should an opportunity present itself.
So in it on the fourth and the book would go school, no pumamonomus street, no kureko no kuno no kureko no warwa, no stafionse, no kura no no rubushani, kurat statake abandonga stat abandoning over statak in deva dumb putting in deva bandova
and then I'm real from the commission that was you.
Some truck drivers based in Kapirimponshi are calling for the establishment of a no man's land following the rise in Zambian truck drivers being brutally killed in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. One of the affected truckers who spoke on behalf of his colleagues, Japhet Kapandwe, has appealed for safety in view of what has been happening. Mr. Kapungwe recounts how a military officer in the town of Kolwezi in the DRC killed a civilian, prompting people to rise and pounce on one of the soldiers who was beaten to death, a situation that resulted into a riot 2 days ago. The concerned truck drivers have since made an earnest appeal to Zambian authorities to protect their own by quickly facilitating for a no man's land whenever they transport various goods and services.
Wino tikatenga mapepa kaya ngati tizachoka muno chifukwa munjira umudetsi muri bwino tema mamoto kaena ngo yafika kuno mamoto kai nditu nyopwa nyika yali muno mamoto kaborotsitsa katundu koma yatema tema minyala ma ero ndiye first trip moto kanizanyowani zizochoka ku Tanzania zivili zizapwanyika zakwatu kanzi ngati zinalupita ukalonga kutsogolo uko ukamowa mbaku kutupite road mizetina pito kafike main road zipita ukamowa zivinali vintu polisi nditu mugwiro muvulavo vala umambo mpanda ni mapulanga tema tema wina uyu ambola pamimba matumbo ya lipabwalo mkongo tu uyo kulibu ino nditu kuno safety nyangala silimu pambama driver talema kulira hapa ku government yatu si ikakonzeru chirufunika hapa nuhika ipo titira katundu ku Zambia a Kongo na wazitisa kuboda uko tizio katabe ya
Youth Changing the Mindset, YCM, has reaffirmed its commitment to improving access to education for vulnerable children through its Power Ed project, an initiative launched in 2024 to complement the government's free education policy. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Common Ready News, Organization Executive Director Comfort Mwansa said Empower Aid aims to bridge gaps that continue to hinder school attendance among disadvantaged learners by providing essential school requisites such as uniforms, books, shoes, pens and pencils. Mr. Mwansa says that since its implementation, the project has adopted 6 vulnerable children and distributed learning materials to more than 1,000 pupils in several community schools across Ndola. Mr. Mwansa also disclosed that plans are underway to expand the program, with the organization targeting to support at least 10 adopted children and reach over 500 additional learners with educational resources by the year 2026.
Plans to expand support to 10 children and also to reach over 500 kids with educational resources by the year 2026. As an organization, we want to say thank you so much to the support that we have continued to receive from individuals and Tradesmart Limited. The initiative indeed addresses challenges like lack of uniforms, books and shoes that hinder kids from attending school despite the government's effort to provide free education. The organization indeed appreciates the government's policy and it seeks to complement it through Empower ED. Therefore, I would wish to call upon the general public, other non-government organizations, to ensure that we come on board and provide the school requisites so that these